Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
I'm pleased to be joined now by Susan Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner. And Susan, you know, the Senate on recess now. They cut it off a week short of what McConnell promised. And as they go home, as they went home, they're now pivoting towards tax reform. What are the chances that we're going to start seeing some activity this week from senators trying to make that pitch for tax reform, or at least getting together on a coherent idea?
Right. Well, I think that there is behind-the-scenes stuff happening, even though that the lawmakers, as you say, are now home in both the House and the Senate, that they've adjourned until September 5th. I think there's a real sense of urgency here because health care didn't happen. And constituents are frustrated that the big ticket items didn't get done.
And President Trump's demand that they move to health care immediately again, that's kind of just fallen by the wayside, right?
Well, not really, because they can't. The problem is there's a pressing need to deal with the cost sharing payments that prop up the individual market under Obamacare. That is a bargaining chip. That is a bargaining chip for some kind of reform, I think. And so you might see something happen when they return on the cost-sharing payments where they get they extract something from the Democrats in return for that. And you know how it goes in Congress, Vince and Marion, I'm sure you know this. No one just gives money away. It's always trading up on Capitol Hill. And I think you'll see a little of that. You won't see the major reform. I have a feeling healthcare, if it's not going to be the big package, which it looks like not right now, it's not going to. It's going to be something in dribs and drabs at this point, because as we know, as the Republicans constantly tell us, the Obamacare, as it stands now, is falling apart. You know, the individual market is falling apart. People can't buy insurance, and soon we'll have a hard time buying insurance anywhere in some of these markets. So it has to be dealt with. I don't think you'll just see Republicans rolling over and saying, let's prop this up. They've signaled already they are not going to do that. So I think watch these bipartisan talks that are happening and watch these cost-sharing payments. That's money. Usually that means we get something for it from the Republican end in terms of some type of reform. So in that sense, keep your eyes open for that. Of course, their bigger reform issue will be tax reform, where I think they're going to go for cuts. I think that's the what they're aiming for now, some forms of tax cuts. The president can go out and tout that. And I think they've been hard at work. They haven't produced any plan yet. But when they come back in September, they say, we're going to have hearings. We're going to see a plan. All this is going to happen. They tell us as they were walking out the door last week. And we know how hard health care reform was, so a lot of us are wondering, well, let's see this. And the House and the Senate, again, are producing two separate plans. Again, that's going to make it a little bit harder, because they're going to have to merge the two, with the Senate being perhaps a harder route. And, so far, health care didn't happen, and now people are wondering, well, geez, tax care is going to be tough. Can they pull that off?
And a lot of economists kind of very hopeful that tax reform thing will come through, because they seem to think the markets are propped up by it.
Oh, yeah, because don't forget, a lot of it hinges on lowering the corporate tax rate. And you have a lot of Republicans talking, not just the corporate. They want to lower it for the small business owners who file differently than the corporations. And they feel like those, because they say small businesses are the job generators of our country. And so that's a really important part of it. You're absolutely right that it is propped up on that. And believe me, everybody in Congress knows this. We were talking to one of the GOP leaders the other day, and I was mentioning a new immigration reform bill that had come up from the Majority Whip, and this other GOP leader said, taxes, taxes, taxes. That's what they're focused on right now. They really want to, nail that down and try to pull something off by the end of the year. That's our new goal. I don't think you'll see that by September 30th by any means. You may see a plan. But their goal now had been to get it done by the end of the year, of course, which is December 31st. So we'll see if that actually happens. But they really want to have checked off something in the Senate besides just appointing Neil Gorsuch to the High Court.
Susan, we know they are not the hardest working people in the country, and they have, what, 18 days, working days once they get back. What can we honestly, realistically expect from them by the deadline of the end of the month?
I think they're going to do a short-term resolution to keep the government funded. I don't think, from my discussions with lawmakers, that's what they think is going to happen. They're going to kind of punt on spending because they don't have all the individual spending bills done. We may also see perhaps getting something done on reauthorization of the Federal Aviation Administration. That's another big thing that expires by the end of the year. They've stalled on flood insurance. I think they're going to do a short term on that where they just kind of punt that a few months down the road. Really, I think where they're going to focus on is spending, getting that taken care of one way or another, either short term or something longer term. And, of course, the debt ceiling. That's our nation's borrowing limit. We run out of that borrowing power soon, and so the government needs to lift that up so that we can continue to pay off our debt. And that has got to happen pretty much in September. I think we really kind of get down to the wire on what we, digging for a change under the sofas and stuff in terms of how the Treasury keeps operating. So I think those are the big things we're going to see by the end of the year. By the end of September, we're not going to see tax reform at the end of September. We're going to maybe see the beginnings of what it might look like by then. But mostly when they get back, it's going to be all about keeping the government operating because the fiscal deadline is the 30th of September. That's the end of the fiscal year. That's when the government technically runs out of money, and we got to start over with either a brand new year-long spending bill or something that they call the patch, a short-term bill. And you'll hear that talked about a lot, called a continuing resolution or CR, they always say. You always hear that this jargon they use to describe it. I think we're looking at that right now because they're behind on the individual spending bills. They're pretty well behind in both chambers, so I think that this short-term measure, they're definitely not getting done as much as they said they were going to do. It was a very ambitious plan, and they managed to get some of the lower tier items, but this big stuff really just didn't happen.
All right. Well, a special thank you to Encyclopedia Ferriccio. You've given us literally everything that's going on in Congress, and we really appreciate that.
Thank you for stopping by
Mornings on the Mall this morning.
Thanks a lot. Okay.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.